as we wake up in the morning, that's when the voices start. It don't take long before they're gone, from your head right to your heart. We got fears about the future, regrets about the past, and stuff we're not sure where it's from, but it's coming on fast. We're all thinking stuff together, but we're feeling all alone, and we're making up this movie, our own motion picture show. When we walk out in the world each day, it's a battle for your mind. Some folks want your money, some folks want your time, and they all want your attention, and they'll get it how they can. God, well, the garden of your mind, there lies your promised land. 'Cause we're all made up of all that stuff we're taking in each day. And if we don't watch ourselves, we'll take our lives away. It's what we're thinking about. It's what we're thinking about. It's what we're thinking about. It's what we're thinking about.
Yes, that is the name of our show.
It's what we're thinking about. It's painting the scene.
Welcome, folks. This is Ken Ludwig, and this is What We're Thinking About, and that is my good friend Barry Ebert with his song, It's What We're Thinking About. I guess you might think that I got the name from that song, and you would probably be right. Welcome to our show this evening. I hope we get deep into our conversation tonight about the secret and the law of attraction. A couple of things, a little bit of housekeeping here before we get going. The first thing is I had my fabulous guest on Wednesday night, Dawn Falby, and I never made any reference to any way to get in touch with Dawn. If you would be interested in talking to Dawn further or maybe interested in her coaching ability, you would give her an email at practicalcoachtraining.com. That is practicalcoachtraining.com. Also, I would like you to, tonight, I have mentioned many times on this show that I am a business coach, but I am also a spiritual counselor and a personal coach. And I will have a special offer at the end of tonight's show regarding the possibility of being being personally coached by me. And if you would have a pen and paper ready at the end of the show this evening, I will have a special offer for you. Very important here. This is very, very important for those of you who love Republic Broadcasting and love to listen to this, and I hope who love to listen to me. We are in our pledge drive, and we are looking for support from our listeners. There are several ways that you can donate and help us. The first one would be to give us a call at 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Or if you wish to donate using PayPal, you can go right to our website at www.republicbroadcasting.org. It's www.republicbroadcasting.org, and that way you can pay by with PayPal. Or you feel free to send a donation directly to RBN. That obviously stands for Republic Broadcasting Network. That's RBN at 1015 South Mays. That's Mays like Willie Mays. M-A-Y-S, Suite 100. Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Once again, that's RBN 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. I would be especially appreciative if those of you who are in love with this show would certainly call or email or go to the website and donate right now, and maybe in some way, shape, or form let people know that the reason you're calling is because you are loving this new voice and the new direction of Republic Broadcasting, and that the positiveness and the uplifting nature of my show is why you're listening. I am thrilled to death if that's the reason. And I keep my fingers crossed every day that that's why more and more people are tuning into us, because we have a positive message. We are looking to uplift people, not make them the victims, as we say many times, because we have a victim mentality in this country. And I would like to see that mentality disappear and have us all step into empowerment and being the victors. That's the difference between success and failure in this life. And I am very, very clear on that one. There is no difference other than whether or not you make that choice. We're going to have a great show tonight. Looking forward to sharing some ideas with you. I hope we'll have some callers this evening. We'll give that number out many, many times tonight so you can join in the fun. This is Ken Ludwig. It's What We're Thinking About. Talk to you in a few.
A Attention gardeners. If you've ever wanted to grow the absolute best tasting fruits and vegetables imaginable, well, here's exciting news. There's a new product called ProtoGrow, and it's dynamite in the garden. ProtoGrow is a bioactive superfood for plants. It works by providing true broad spectrum nutrition, allowing plants to achieve their full genetic expression. So what does this mean in the garden? It means mouth-watering fruits and vegetables, brilliantly colored flowers, herbs that finally grow to medicinal strength, blue ribbon garden produce jam-packed with bioavailable minerals and trace elements, giant pumpkins, even high-potency Hybrix wheatgrass. ProtoGrow is a proprietary blend of full-spectrum nutrients from the sea. It literally contains the basic building blocks of life itself. In fact, ProtoGrow is so effective at producing rapid plant growth in record time that it almost forces plants to grow even under the worst light and soil conditions. To grow tasty fruits and vegetables right now, go to growlikecrazy.com or call 877-327-0365.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. The J. Michael Stevens Group is shipping a lot of storable food. It's smart that you're getting going at your food supplies. 1 week after the report came out that the world had eaten more food than it produced last year, the country turned into a deep freeze, wiping out a huge part of the new crop. An example? In 24 hours, clementine oranges doubled in price. If you intend to start or finish your supply, call immediately. When you call, tell them how many adults and how many years of food you need. When there are shortages, missing items will be substituted, maintaining the quantity of food necessary. Money is not the problem. Availability is. Be careful. When food supplies get short, with no future, many retailers ship real trash to supply you. For safe food you can trust, call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
Well, there's some folks thinking scarcity is not enough to go around. Other folks thinking we can all be fed, that solutions can be found.
But the solutions can be found. There are no two ways about that. The spiritual solution is there for everything. I am a complete and total believer that there is a spiritual solution to every problem. And one of my goals on this show is to put out there the tools necessary to always be looking for the spiritual solution whenever challenges present themselves, and to always be thinking in terms of the solution, not in terms of the problem. We have been talking since the start of this program, not this particular night, since I first came on the air, we have been talking about The Secret and the Law of Attraction, which I think is a great way to get started into using the universal laws, the spiritual laws that are out there and are just as exacting, just as powerful, just as precise as the laws of gravity, the laws of chemistry, all the physical laws that we so take for granted, that we know to be working at all times. We trust in the law of gravity because it keeps us glued to the planet. We know the law of gravity works, but the law of attraction works just as well and just as exactingly as the law of gravity, and it's learning to use that I think is the point of what we're trying to talk about here. When we first started talking, I wrote down a list of resources that I have never given out. So for those of you who would like to find out more ways to access the law of attraction, to read or see different things about it, I wanted to give you some places to go and look. Some resources for the movie The Secret, or the resource for the movie The Secret, is to go to www.thesecret.tv. That's thesecret.tv. TV. You can actually watch the movie The Secret online at that site. You can also order the movie yourself. There are two great books by Esther and Jerry Hicks. One is called The Law of Attraction. That should be self-explanatory. The other one is Ask and It Is Given, which is really kind of an explanation of the law of attraction. There are some things around what Jerry and Esther Hicks do that I will not go into because I think maybe I'll scare some people off. But the truth is they talk about some things that are not the norm. They are not what we all believe in commonly. I believe in what they do. I believe in the knowledge that they spread. And I would ask you to take a look at their stuff with an open mind and maybe suspend your disbelief around some of the avenues that they use to present their message, but recognize the message is important. I would also suggest that you could read anything by Ernest Holmes. Ernest Holmes is one of the great religious philosophers of the 20th century. He was born in the late 1800s, died in 1960. He is the father of the science of mind and spirit, which is the religious science movement. That is not Scientology. It is not Christian Scientists. It is the religious science movement. And Ernest Holmes' philosophy and his writings are the textbook, if you will, of those teachings and of that philosophical following. I am an adherent of his. I believe in what he writes. I believe in his distillation of all of the great mystical traditions of all the great religions to come up with something that just simply makes sense. It's a way of believing in the divine, a way of using the instruments and the tools that spirit or God or the universe, whatever you want to call it, has given us, and it is an incredible religious philosophy to follow. Anything that he wrote would be well worth the read. Although I have a specific favorite for someone who's not familiar with metaphysics, who is not familiar with Holmes, he has a very small book called This Thing Called You. That's This Thing Called You. The book is very short. It is full of really, really great affirmations. It is full of great thought processes around using the spiritual laws and about becoming all you can be, and recognizing that all the challenges in front of you are nowhere near as great as the power behind you. Carl Sagan said, imagination will often carry us to worlds that never were, but without it, we go nowhere. I think that's a great thought for moving into tonight's discussion, because our imagination is one of the key sources in bringing about what we want in our lives, the experiences we want to have, the things that we want to acquire, the positions we want, the relationships we want. Using our imagination is huge, because imagination is a key piece in drawing together the pictures that we want, in putting together things like dream boards. I don't know how many of you out there are familiar with dream boards. A dream board is basically a big piece of poster board that you fill up with ideas or thoughts or pictures of things you want. And it is a way of setting in your mind, setting the wheels in motion mentally to get you moving in the direction of the things you want. And it is all about using your imagination. There is a part of this law of attraction thing that is very unique. It's a very unique thought process. It's not something that people take to easily sometimes, that's not the right way to put that. The truth is, it's not an easy concept to wrap your mind around. That's what I truly mean to say. And the concept is that when you truly desire something with your clearest beliefs and intentions, the universe completely rearranges itself to grant your request. There's a big piece there, and I'd like that to just kind of float out for a while and let people think about that. The universe rearranges itself according to our deepest, clearest beliefs and intentions. I think that the point of that will get clearer and clearer as we go, but that's a huge piece of all that I speak about, because there is only the one entity. All that there is the one presence, and that presence is God. And when anything is created, it is created from thought. It is a manifestation of the self-contemplation of the mind of God. And when God creates, there is only one thing to create from, and that's God. Because that is all that there is. There is not God and the stuff he creates with. There is not God and the divine clay that he molds. There is only God. And God puts into play itself for the purposes of creation, whether that is God as first cause creating or it is us creating through our thought processes and putting our intentions into the universe. Big thoughts, big things to contemplate. That's a good point for me to put out the call-in number, because I'm sure there are people out there going, what did he just say? The number is 1-800-313-9443, and I would love to hear you call in and talk to me about this stuff, the law of attraction, the movie The Secret, and the concepts of metaphysics. I am anxiously waiting your calls. It's 1-800-313-9443. The movie of The Secret says that there are three steps in applying the law of attraction. It pretty much says that the three steps are ask, believe, and receive. And those are pretty simple steps. It's actually pretty easy to just put that all together in your mind. The asking part is just simply putting out the positive intentionality we've talked about many times, expressing, as I said a little bit ago, your deepest, clearest beliefs and intentions, and expressing that this is the experience of my life that I choose to have. The universe will be glad to set the wheels in motion to have that happen for you. But there's a piece here that needs to be filled in. There is a time, not limitation, there's a time frame over which this occurs that is not necessarily my time frame. It's not your time frame. It is the divine time frame, and that takes as long as it's going to take. And so during that, after the asking process, once we have put that positive intentionality out there, we then go to the next step, which is believe. And believe is all about faith. And faith is the only thing that happens between the time you request of the universe and the time which you request manifest. Faith is all that happens. You must believe. As Jesus said, when you pray, believe that you have received and you will receive. You must absolutely just believe that the divine circuits are moving. Emerson had a great quote. Emerson said, we must get our bloated nothingness out of the way of the divine circuits. What that means is to take your ego, your pictures, your time frames, and move them out of the way and let the divine work in your life and take care of what you have asked for. And last but not least is receive. And receive sounds like the easiest one of all, but the truth is, receive is the one where a lot of us have the most difficulty. Receiving is where we have set up these blocks in our lives. And these blocks can be all kinds of different things. They can be worthiness issues. You know, that's what happens to you when you decide you want to do something and the little voices inside your head say, you can't do that. Who are you kidding? You're not good enough. You'll never accomplish that. Those little voices that keep telling you that you are not good enough, as long as those are providing the dominant mindset in your head, in your subconscious, then your ability to receive is blocked. I will put out here and now, just for those who might be interested, that is one of the key pieces to my personal counseling, my personal coaching. It's about removing those blockages, allowing you the possibility to clear open a channel for the divine to work through you. And that's another point that we're going to cover here tonight, I hope, around the law of attraction, if we get to it, is about clearing that channel, making yourself a conduit for the flow of the divine. Because understand this, there is absolutely no way that the law of attraction works for you or draws things to you. It is all done through you. And it is through you as you make a conduit out of yourself. And we will talk about that, I promise. So the parts of The Secret, the ask, believe, and receive, that's a good start. It gets you moving in the right direction. But there's more to it than that, and it is more complicated than that. And it's inevitable that when you start to talk about this stuff, when you put out a thought process that you ask, believe, and receive, people start to think like, wow, that sounds like magic. Like maybe all I got to do is wave a magic wand and I'm going to have all this stuff. I'm going to have all these great experiences. I'm going to have all these great relationships. I mean, it's not that far-fetched when you stop and think that in the beginning of history, men believed that fire was magic. So why wouldn't you believe that this whole new concept of using your thought processes to attract into your life the things you want, why wouldn't you think that that might be magic as well? The call-in number is 1-800-313-9443. You don't want to just hear me talk all night. You want to hear me talk about this with somebody. Let's have a conversation. Give me a call. We'll be back in a bit.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously. Live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
Businesses and their employees are facing constant increases in group medical insurance premiums. Employees are shouldering more of the burden themselves. Core Documents, the nation's primary source for affordable medical plan documents, has the answer. A health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA. Business owners, managers, find out now how your company can utilize a much higher deductible health insurance policy and establish an HRA to fund low deductibles for your employees. And employees, tell the boss to visit coredocuments.com now. This new HRA plan can save you thousands of dollars.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, documents, plural, .com.
World War III? Rising fuel prices? Financial collapse? Trucker strike? North American Union? Our world has become a very fragile place, and we need to be prudent and plan ahead. Don't wait for an impending crisis to become reality. Then it will be too late. Stoves and More wants to help give you freedom from the systems of the world. If the grid is down and fossil fuels are not available to you, how would you heat your home, cook your food, and heat your water? People, we need to be more independent and able to take care of ourselves in a natural disaster, political crisis, or financial crisis. Stoves and More is a dealer for all Amish-built wood cook stoves that will give you the independence you need to cook and bake your food, dry fruits and vegetables, heat your whole house water system, and heat your home. With the right application, you'll be able to use these stoves all year long, not just during the winter months. At Stoves and More, we have the perfect products to complete your preparations. Stoves and More offers the best selection at the lowest prices on the web, so visit us at stovesandmoreonline.com. Food, water, and a wood cook stove are keys to your survival in a crisis. Take action!
Folks thinking scarcity is not enough to go around. Other folks thinking we can all be fed, that solutions can be found. But we're bunkered into high-walled camps, left and right it seems. And there's not much time for talking when everybody screams. In every new election, we reach another low. But unless we work together, where do we think we'll go? Well, we used to have Walter Cronkite for a half hour every day. Now it's 24/7 red alert.
All right, we're back. I'm enjoying talking about this subject. In case you haven't gotten that message, it excites me. It is one of my passions. I love talking about this, and I'm waiting to hear from you so we can talk about it together. It's 1-800-313-9443. I want to take a minute here and reiterate our pledge drive. We are looking for support from our listeners. That's very important. If you like Republic Broadcasting, if you like this show in particular, while I'm talking to you, I would certainly love to have you call in and make a donation to support the station. The number to call in is 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Or you can go directly to our website, www.republicbroadcasting.org. That's republicbroadcasting.org, and you can use PayPal on that if you wish, or send us a donation directly via snail mail to RBN 1015 South Mays, that's M-A-Y-S, like Willie, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. That's RBN 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. One other thing I would like to reiterate is at the end of this program, I will make you a special offer for anyone who would like to be personally coached by me on the personal and or spiritual level. I will have a special offer for you. Please have a pen and paper ready at the end of the show in order to write down the information about that offer. Back to our conversation here. So we don't want to get caught up in any thought processes around being this law of attraction and the secret and using our mental processes to draw to us the things we want to experience in our life as magic. It is not magic. Any thoughts about it being magical or only limit your ability to use the law. What the law of attraction does do is it works. It allows us to work with our mental, spiritual forces, the forces of creation, to uplift and transform our lives. It doesn't actually bring things and experiences to us, as I mentioned earlier. Even if it appears that that's what it does, that's not exactly how it's functioning. It must function through us. It only functions through us. And we use the law of attraction at its highest level when we turn ourselves into a channel through which the law can guide and provide for us. Now, that's a big thought right there. It's a big... A lot of this is big concepts to wrap your mind around, but the truth is that we are talking about spiritual truths. We're talking about universal law. These things are referred to over and over and over again in the Bible, and if you are a Bible reader, you can stop and think about all the places where you notice the universal laws that Jesus spoke of, that the Bible speaks of, that are at work in our lives all the time. It's a very interesting concept that over the periods of centuries, the Bible has changed so that or the interpretation of the Bible has changed from the personal use of it to the use of it by a few to direct the many. And the truth of the Bible is that it is a personal book. It is to be used by us for our own personal spiritual growth, and all of the universal laws are part of that. The law of attraction is the biggest part of that in my book, because the law of attraction is really truly the law of cause and effect at work. The law of cause and effect is a spiritual truth spoken of in the great mystical traditions of all the great religions. Too often, I think we refer to cause and effect in this country as something from Eastern spirituality, from Buddhism or Hinduism, but that's not the truth. The truth is the law of attraction the law of cause and effect is just as much a part of Western culture and Christian culture as it is in any other culture. At their source, all of these great works and all of these great religions make reference to the same mystical truths. Cause and effect is the prime one. So, we make the best channel for the law of attraction when we place our awareness clearly on that state of acceptance, that state of receiving. And in order to get there, we need to clear away the debris. We need to get out of the way all of those blocks that I talked about earlier, all of that self-talk, all of that, not just the self-talk. I mean, there's the self-talk also comes from the dream killers. The dream killers would be, first and foremost, unfortunately, it's almost always our family members who sound like they are echoing our voices in our heads when they say, you can't do that, go get a real job, that's not going to work, it'll never happen, you're not good enough. There are always people out there who are more than ready to tell you that you are not going to be able to accomplish the things that you want to accomplish, and it is a single-mindedness of purpose on your part that will make it happen for you. In fact, there's a great acronym I found the other day. We talked with Dawn on Wednesday. We talked at the beginning of the week about staying the course, about putting your mind on a particular purpose and staying there. And a great acronym I have for that is from the word focus, and the acronym would be follow one course until successful. And, of course, the first letters of each of those words spell the word focus. I love that. Focus is follow one course until successful. So when you have placed yourself in that position of acceptance, in that position of receiving, that is when the law of attraction, that is when you have made for yourself a channel through which the law can work. We'll continue this conversation in about 3 minutes. I'll talk to you then.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Sure, you've got a mortgage and credit cards. Your debt creation is probably the smartest thing you've ever done. How would it be to find $75,000, $150,000, $200,000 or more you never knew you had? Now the task force has strategies to make these debts into virtual savings accounts. Ben Franklin said, a penny saved is a penny earned. By doing nothing more than you're doing right now, because you've used your credit, the right strategies can make the debt part of your financial life the smartest thing you've ever done. Oh, by the way, your strategies cost you nothing out of pocket. Go ahead and check out the debt elimination scams if you'd like to. You wouldn't take money from a loan shark, so you may not want to give your money to a debt shark. For an understanding of what a financial genius you truly are, call 800-409-5633. On the web, mydebtfreepath.com. 800-409-5633.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits. No increase to your monthly mortgage payments. No refinancing and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
Well, there's some folks thinking scarcity is not enough to go around. Other folks thinking we can all be fed, that solutions can be found. But we're bunkered into high-walled camps, left and right it seems, and there's not much.
All right,
time
we're back.
When everybody's screaming.
We're continuing our conversation around the law of attraction and the secret. I have a great quote here from Rabindranath Tagore, one of my favorites. He is a Sufi, I believe, poet. Let me not pray to be sheltered from dangers, but to be fearless in facing them. Let me not beg for the stilling of my pain, but for the heart to conquer it. Another thought in the process of perseverance, of focus, of staying the course, is to always know that in your heart you can conquer it. And the one saying I said earlier tonight that I absolutely love is that the challenge in front of you is no greater than the power behind you. So, our conversation around the law of attraction. The law of attraction responds through what you are expecting and what you are expressing. It doesn't respond to what you want. It doesn't respond to what you say is yours. It doesn't want to know about what your dreams are. It wants you to place into the intentionality, your dreams, your desires. But it is your expectancy and your expressing those things with feeling, with clarity, with that positive intentionality that makes all the difference in the world. Because that is what it responds to. It responds to the clarity. It responds to the positive intentionality. Positive intentionality, I say that a lot. To me, maybe it bears a little bit of explanation. Positive intentionality is really putting out there what you want, what you would like the universe to bring to you, being very clear all the time that it is never at someone else's expense. It can never be with any thought process around a zero-sum game. You must always want for everyone exactly the same good you want for yourself. That is the positive intentionality that when put out into the universe can bring back what you were expecting and what you were looking to have happen for you. Again, the universe does not respond to what you want. It responds to who you are. It responds to building that channel of you, of that conduit, if you will, of the source working through you. It is through owning your dreams, not through your protestations of scarcity. It is through absolutely knowing that it is all good, that it is all out there, that divine bounty is mine to have at any time that I desire it, not by protesting its scarcity. And I'm not sure if I've used this example here on this show before, but I will use it right now. In this country, one of the great dilemmas is personal debt. And people always want to get out of debt. And they set this goal, I'm going to get out of debt. Well, what you have done is placed into the universe squarely your focus on debt. And the law of attraction is a perfect, impersonal servant. And it brings back to you exactly what you put out there, more debt. However, if you are to look at things from the standpoint of the solution rather than the problem and put out into the universe that I know it is a totally abundant universe and that there is no scarcity of anything and all of the resources I need, require, and desire are at my disposal, then you have placed your consciousness, your awareness squarely on the abundance of the universe. And most certainly, that will be what your experience is. You must become more open to the flow and become more a part of that channel. The spiritual flow, the awareness, is the foundation of all that, of bringing this all to you. You must be in that flow. And again, going back to something we've talked about a couple of times tonight, being in the flow requires that there be no obstacles. If you are in the flow, then that simple equation from The Secret, the ask, believe, receive equation, it becomes very close to all that is really required, provided that in that believe and receive stage, there are no blockages to the either one of those two things, that there is total faith, that there is an absolute conviction that that what you believe, that what you have asked for is coming to your experience, that you have that expectancy of belief, and that you are wide open to receive, and that all blockages have been moved away. That requires getting in touch with your true self. Your true self you can also refer to as your God self if you want. I refer to that as the oneness, because there is only the oneness. I go back to our previous thought about the oneness of God. There is only God. If there is only God, then you and I and every single person on this earth is part of that oneness, part of that completeness, part of what we refer to as God. I like to refer to it as individuations. We are not really individuals. We are individuations of the One. And that can be described sometimes to great understanding by using the what's referred to as the oceanic explanation. The oceanic explanation would say that each of us is a drop of the ocean. And in each drop is contained all of the qualities of the ocean, but not the entirety of the ocean. And that would be pretty much our relationship with the divine, that each and every one of us contains all the qualities that God has bestowed, but we are not the entirety of God. That is only God, but God is all there is. So the drop is just a part of the ocean. We are just a part of the divine, of the oneness. Being very careful to understand that there is no separation there. There is no place where I begin and God ends, or God ends and I begin. There is only just simply the one divine entity, the one presence. So, instantaneously, when we start talking about things like manifesting in our lives, the first thing we all think about is things. We all think about cars. We think about houses. We think about boats. And there's nothing wrong with that. There's absolutely no problem with wanting things in your life. But we are all very clear that having things is not the key to inner peace and happiness. There's nothing wrong with them, as I said. But money and stuff is not where true joy lies. So there's a part of this law of attraction that really doesn't get talked about much in The Secret. And the law of attraction, the whole principle of the law of attraction, leads us well beyond the focus of having things and of doing things. It's very much more about being more of who we are. The great owner Ernest Holmes, whose book I referenced earlier tonight for you to read, says in The Science of Mind, his textbook for the religious science movement, that we must become more if we are to attract a greater good into our lives. And by that more, he means more as the human experience of spirit. We must become more in our own concepts of what we can have. We must have a bigger concept of life, a bigger concept of what is referred to as the expansiveness of your reality. How big is it? It's a theory of mental equivalence, where your reality is going to reflect exactly the mental equivalent that you have in your mind. What you are going to manifest can only be as big as what you conceive in your own consciousness. An example of that would be if you are looking to have, and we're going to go back to things because it's a great example to wrap your mind around, if we are looking to get to have more money in our lives, and we really want to have $1,000, but our concept of more money is really only $100, we're going to have one heck of a time manifesting $1,000 because our mental equivalent is only $100. So we're going to kind of be stuck in there. This is another aspect of how the law works in having a bigger mental equivalent. And the mental equivalent does not have to be about things. It can be about an expansiveness of being. It can be about a greater expression of God in my life, or as my life even. It can be about things like volunteerism. A little side note here, and I will get the source of this for you. Without question, I will find the source of this information, but it has been proven that 1 hour of volunteerism per week in your life will increase your lifespan by 7.5 years. I think that's pretty darn near as good as quitting smoking. That's just an interesting thought that I had as we were talking about this. But volunteerism would be one of those ways to have a greater expression of life, to expand your mental equivalence around the being end of things and not the having end of things. The greatest realization we can have is that we are here to express our full potential. And that full potential will invariably include things. But more than anything else, our full potential is around our reflection of ourselves, our reflection of who and what we are becoming into the universe, and most importantly, into our relationships. Because we are all here to experience relationship, and it is relationship to everything, relationship to our planet, to our resources, to our fellow man, to the animals of the planet. Our relationships to everything, but in particular our relationships with people. That is what we are here to do. That is what we are here to experience in this life. And if we are looking to express our full potential in those relationships, it is all about giving and serving each other, which I think is a huge part of the entire picture. If you can put everything that you are doing in this life in a framework of service, then the law of attraction and the universe will always be looking to serve you in some way, shape, or form. Hey, nobody's called in here. What's the story? The call-in number is 1-800-313-9443. I'm looking to have a conversation with someone. It's 1-800-313-9443. Give me a buzz. I would love to talk to you about this and hear your thoughts about the law of attraction and what we're talking about. So, part of the mystical traditions of all the great religions, and part of living that more expressive life would be about growing giving and sharing. And that would move us away from any thoughts of the magical and more into the mystical, because it is in the growing, the giving, the sharing, and the just being of life. It's in all ways we should live our lives so fully and to such an extent that we experience everything as fully as it can be experienced, so that at the end, the only thing we have left to do is to just simply be. So, we would talk about applying the secret. How are we going to apply this into our lives? How are we going to foresee our good and look to have more of that good be our experience, to be the circumstances of our existence? So, part of that would be meditation. Not everybody believes in meditation. Not everybody thinks meditation. But the truth of the matter is that if you contemplate what it is that you are after, what it is that you want out of life, then you will absolutely be moving into a path of who am I really? What is my spiritual being? You will be moving into that thing that Jesus Christ said. Jesus Christ came so that we might have more life and have it more abundantly. Contemplating those kinds of thoughts, just kind of being with those thoughts, is going to help you to move into the flow of applying the law of attraction in your life. We're going to take a brief pause here because we have a caller. Finally, it is Brian in Austin, I believe. And I think I am looking forward to talking greatly to Brian. Brian, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Doing good, sir. Doing good.
Very good.
Well, I have a question for you.
I hope I have an answer.
Well, my question is that I've actually heard a lot about what you're talking about currently, and I've actually tried to apply it in my life very deeply and do a lot of meditation about it and focusing on it. But my only problem is that I haven't seen it come into pass quite yet, and I was thinking maybe I was doing something wrong, or, you know, maybe I'm not focusing good enough, or, you know, so I wanted to find out what is it that I can do that maybe can help things come along a little bit better for me.
Okay. That's a great question, Brian. And I mentioned earlier in the show that the time between the asking and the receiving, the only thing that happens during that time is the believing. And that is being clear that what you have put into the universe as your choice of the experiences of your life is going to come to pass. It is going to be your reality. But the bigger piece is always the blocks that we have. And there are many different ways. The biggest blocks are really just our subconscious thought processes being stuck in thoughts of lack and limitation. We are in thought. There are a lot of things that we're all guilty of, Brian. Things like blaming other people, being resentful. My favorite one is the application of the golden rule. The golden rule, of course, is do unto others as you would have them do unto you. And the question I always ask is, do you afford that to everyone, or is that only for the people you care about and you love?
Wow.
Because if you absolutely are clear that doing unto others means everyone, and I mean everyone, that's a big source of blockage, because people are not there. Because we really do not give it to everyone. We are, and there's little ways that we do it there are the little judgments we make at people who don't look like us, the people who look differently. The other thing is always integrity. Integrity is the biggest piece to me of all of that. Actually, it's the second biggest piece. But integrity is huge, because the universe tolerates no degrees here. There are no degrees of integrity. Either you are a person of integrity or you are not. And it's an interesting thing that we all have these little bits of dishonesty that we perpetrate on the world, and they're just, you know, they're silly things. I always used to joke about my father, who was the most honest man I ever knew, but he would walk through the fires of hell to cheat the IRS out of a nickel. My father, I always thought was a man of high integrity, but as I've gotten older, I've realized that that's not clear integrity.
I see.
Because you never know. You know, what happens is, if you are someone who is out of integrity even a little, if you do anything, if you have any kind of little dishonesty, I read an article the other day in the paper about guys in Denver out here are putting quarters into the parking meters with a string attached to them and pulling it back out. Now, that's just a that's a quarter you're cheating the highway department out of.
Right.
But the truth is, that's out of integrity. And when you are excusing yourself of those little dishonesties, you are attracting into your life the very same thing. And you will never, ever know who the person is who is stabbing you in the back until they've already sunk the knife in.
Oh,
because
wow.
You never know that little inconsequential dishonesty that you think is so inconsequential will be the same kind of dishonesty that is visited back upon you. But understand clearly, it will come back. Brian, if you want to stay on the line, I'd be glad to keep talking to you. We've got a break coming up here. We'll be back in a couple.
All right, employees, listen up. Our group health insurance premium just went up again. In fact, it's doubled in the last 4 years, and now we've been forced to try something new. So we're increasing the annual deductible from $500 to $2,500. Okay, cut the moaning. The good news is you'll all still only have to pay your regular $500 deductible. The company is installing a new health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA plan, that will pay up to $2,000 in benefits only to those employees who have deductible expenses. This new HRA plan is saving us a lot of money.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents' HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, documents, plural, .com.
PersonalArms.com has all your self-defense needs. PersonalArms.com carries the highest quality law enforcement grade pepper spray and sells it at true wholesale prices that start at $6.95. Check out our new electronic barking dog alarm. This electronic watchdog sees through walls. Electronic barking dog alarm works when an intruder comes within 15 feet. The barking dog alarm will begin barking like a true-to-life angry German Shepherd. The closer the intruder comes, the more frequent and more threatening the barking becomes. You can purchase stun guns, stun batons, pepper spray, telephone voice changers, martial arts instructional DVDs, and the same tasers that you have seen the police use on TV and more at www.personalarms.com/RBN. That's www.personalarms.com/RBN or call 1-201-641-1442. Don't be afraid anymore. Receive a free pepper spray by mentioning RBN when you place your online order. We will not sell items prohibited by any state, county, or local law, so check your laws before making a purchase.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to The Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's The Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Well, there's some folks thinking scarcity is not enough to go around.
We've only got a few minutes left, and I'd like to talk to Brian for a moment. But Brian, are you still there? Brian? All right, Brian, if you are there, Brian, just hold on for a minute. I have an announcement. I promised these folks that I need to make. It's kind of important. I hope you have your pen and paper handy there, folks, because here's the announcement. I mentioned earlier that I am not only a business coach, but I am a personal coach and a spiritual counselor. And if you are interested in finding out how to use the law of attraction in your life, how to make the concepts of the secret part of your experience, how to remove those blockages we've been talking about earlier, I can help you and I can make your life different, and I have no bones about that. Without any question, I can help you out there. I am making this offer that I made the other night for business coaching. I'm going to make this offer tonight for personal coaching. My email address is endlesspossibility@earthlink.net. That's endlesspossibility@earthlink.net. And to everyone who sends me an email within the next 2 hours, looking for personal coaching, I will offer you a complimentary coaching session. That is a free coaching session, just like any other coaching session. It won't cost you anything. It'll give you an opportunity to find out if coaching will help you, if I'm a coach who can help you, and it'll give me a chance to see if you are a client I would like to work with. That is endlesspossibility@earthlink.net. Everyone who sends me an email within the next 2 hours, you will receive a complimentary coaching session. All right, let's see. We got Brian here.
Yes, sir.
There you are. And I'm sorry, Brian, but we're running out of time here. And I wanted to finish up with you. If you have more questions about this kind of stuff and about how to move yourself into the flow, I would love to have you either send me an email at endlesspossibility@earthlink.net and maybe talk to me about personally coaching you, or I would also like to have you call in again on Monday night and let's discuss this a little bit further. I do have one other caller on the line that I would like to just at least touch base with before the show ends. So if you don't mind, it was a pleasure talking to you, and I thank you very much.
Oh, you too, sir.
And so, Richard, we got Richard in North Carolina, I believe. We lost him. Well, Richard is still in North Carolina, but he's not with us tonight, and that's unfortunate. Richard, if you're out there listening, I would please ask you to call in again on Monday night. The number is 1-800-313-9443, and I would be glad to talk to you on Monday night because I'm sure you had something interesting to say to us about what we're talking about. So we're running low on time here tonight, and I don't think I want to go any deeper into where we were going. We'll cover the rest of this maybe on Monday night. Wednesday night next week, we are going to have Frosty Wooldridge on as a guest. Those of you who are loyal RBN listeners know that Frosty Wooldridge does a show in this very same time period on Tuesdays and Thursdays. Frosty is a dear, dear friend of mine of many years. He has a show on about the immigration problem and the overpopulation problem on the planet. It's a very serious problem, and Frosty has some very serious views on how it needs to be solved. But I know Frosty as a different kind of person. There is an enormous spiritual side to Frosty, and he gets this law of attraction stuff, and he knows how this works. And I think we will have an absolutely awesome conversation on Wednesday. So make sure you tune in on Wednesday to listen to Frosty and I talk. Also, Monday night we will continue with more of this secret and the law of attraction. We will move further into applying this into your life. I'm hoping that you will tune in then. Send me an email at endlesspossibility@earthlink.net in the next 2 hours. Endlesspossibility@earthlink.net, and I will give you a complimentary coaching session. I need your name, email address, and phone number, and three convenient times to call you in the next 2 days. Name, email address, and phone number. Endlesspossibility@earthlink.net. It's been a pleasure talking to you again tonight. I look forward to hearing you on Monday. Thanks.
Money. Some folks want your time and they all want your attention, and they'll get it how they can. God, well, the garden of your mind, there lies your promised land. Cause we're all made up of all that stuff we're taking in each day. And if we don't watch ourselves, we'll take our lives.